the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. 6:08. Afternoon rain. Temps in the 40s. Who cares? It's Friday.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care if there's a wintry mix in the hills.
No.
It's Friday. And I'm super excited for Friday. Hey, don't forget, Khalid at the XL Center ticket tag coming up at 7:50. But on Fridays, we do Fishbowl Friday. Okay. There's only two lonely questions left in this,
and I think
I'm going to cancel it. I don't even like it. I don't know.
Well, if you don't like it, what's
because I'm the one that comes up with the questions. It's a lot of pressure. I put them in here, and then I can't even answer my own questions, and I should know what they are, but I forget what they are.
Oh, okay.
So unless you guys put some in here, I'm done with it after next Friday.
You wouldn't like my questions.
I don't care. I feel like Fishbowl Friday is whatever question is in there we have to answer.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll come up with I'll come up with 10 questions.
Just throw them in, please. I'm exhausted.
Super
from thinking.
Random.
Thinking hurts my brain.
All right, want me to reach my hand?
Yeah, do you want to? Go ahead, Gavin.
We need a fishbowl. We have a vase. This isn't working for me.
I know. It's not even a fishbowl, so yeah. I don't even know why I called it fishbowl. It was dumb.
You know, we started off on a high note about 60 seconds ago.
Yeah, it was really good.
And then we Courtney really crashed and burned.
I don't know
if I can say this word. I think you're going to have to say it, Courtney.
Is it because you don't know what the word is?
No, I know what the word is.
Did I write a bad word on here?
You're going to have to read
that
word.
You lie.
Here, let me see.
I don't know if we can do this one on the air.
I don't know if we can.
What was I thinking when I wrote this?
I don't know why
you put that one
in there.
Sometimes I wrote these at home after a few martinis.
We always ask Walmart Jeff if that's appropriate to say on the air.
How did that get in there? I mean, when did I put that one in there?
Courtney, were you drinking?
I think I may put this one in. Have you ever sharted?
That's on.
No, I don't know if we can say that on the air, though.
We just said it.
Oh.
Well, there's another one in there. Can we just do the other one instead?
Why? You don't want to answer it? You have to answer it.
It's Fishbowl
Friday.
I don't like that question.
Fishbowl Friday.
No, of course I never have. I have my bowels in check. I'm good.
All right. All right. I'm going to be honest.
Maybe
I'm sure I have at some point.
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody has.
No
I mean, not in the recent decade, I don't think, but I'm sure that at some point I was on some diet pill of some sort because remember, I used to just whatever was on the market I'd take. I think I have.
I mean, it's never happened to you, Gavin. Maybe you're walking around Kohl's waiting for your wife to try on all these clothes and you think you're alone.
No, it doesn't happen to me. No.
A wise man once told me, never trust a fart.
I just say, if anybody wants to put a question in the fishbowl, you could just send it to us. Go to our, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page and submit a question. It will go into our Fishbowl Friday questions. And don't forget our psychic medium, Angelina Diana, in the studio this morning. She'll be doing Facebook readings. Plus, you can always ask her a question and get it answered on the air. So don't wait. Submit your question right now. Head over to kiss957.com.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning.
All the hits. Kiss957, 624. It's Courtney. Walmart Jeff. I almost forgot your name.
That's right.
Gavin.
Yay.
Afternoon rain showers, temps in the 40s. It's Friday and time for Walmart Jeff's junk.
Yeah, so if you're waiting for an engagement ring, we're all in this room. We're all taken. We're all spoken for.
Yes.
However.
What? Why are you looking at me?
Gavin's fiance has been trying to zhuzh up her ring a little bit.
Yeah,
it's difficult.
No, we're trying to figure out the wedding bands right now.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's a process. It really is.
So if you're waiting for a ring, I'll tell you why you haven't gotten one.
Okay.
This is, I don't think it's shocking, but I guess a new survey says 27% of men said their current income is preventing them from buying a ring.
Which is just stupid because you can do a payment plan. You can do a payment plan with any jeweler for a ring and pay $5 or $10 a month. Really?
Well, yeah.
I think it's an excuse. If you're in love and you want to get married, just do it.
Make it happen.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you want to take out a credit card to buy a ring, I mean, I guess could do that and pay high interest and stuff like that.
Okay.
26% of men said their debt was stopping them from buying a ring.
Again, that's money related. Right. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
And 17% said their partner's debt was preventing them from getting a ring.
Ooh, yeah.
So it's all about money.
It's all about money.
What about love?
All about money.
So maybe you should tell your man you don't need a ring. You want to get engaged and you don't need a ring right away.
Ooh.
Well, you need a ring to make it official, Courtney.
I have seen people get tattoos.
There you go.
On their wedding ring, as their wedding ring and stuff.
I will say I was dead broke when I bought my wife's engagement ring. It was very, very expensive because my wife has expensive taste. I actually bought a couple PlayStations. I can't remember which
version
of the PlayStation, but it was a hot tech item for that like Christmas season.
And he sold it online and bought the ring.
I sold three of them. And the money I made from these PlayStations, because they were in such high demand, I was able to buy a ring.
I love it. I love it.
So it's a good move. Like Courtney said, if you're a guy and you're in love,
you're going to make it happen. Get a second job. Get a third job. Exactly. Step up. Be the man. Exactly. All right. If you need the money, we got the money. Listen, we can help pay off that ring because we're paying your bills. We do it 16 times a day. We give away $16,000 a day. That's a big ring. Your next shot at winning $1,000 to buy that ring is coming up at 7.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning.
All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. Hollywood Time brought to you by I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. Khloe Kardashian may have moved on from her baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, spotted with an ex-boyfriend recently.
Which one?
Like, is it Lamar?
Yeah.
French Montana. Oh. I actually like them together. So she's been spotted with him. In fact, she was spotted with him at church last Sunday. They went to church with Kim and Kanye. So they're saying, oh, we're just friends and leaning on each other. But I think it's a little more than that.
You don't go to church with a friend.
No, I don't think I ever have. Although Gavin and I just talked about going together.
Yeah.
We did. Yesterday, we're like, maybe we should go to church.
I was talking about me wanting to be a priest.
And I said, I'll go to church with you anytime. I'm open. Yeah. I'm in.
I'm
going to
start the rumors that there's something going on between you two.
Oh, stop it.
He just said he wanted to be a priest at some point.
Yeah,
so he's not
in the women?
Well, and he's also engaged.
I'm engaged in love.
Kevin Federline's lawyer has released a statement praising his ex-wife, Britney Spears. Kevin is commending Britney, they say, for recognizing she needs to take a step back and that she is taking the reasonable steps to deal with her situation in a responsible way. Britney checked into a mental health facility, and now I'm hearing that Kevin actually wants to go back to court and get more money from her while he's taking care of their two sons.
Oh, really?
So they were fighting over more child support, and he lost. And now that she's in a mental health facility for the next 30 days and he's watching their two boys, he wants more money. I just feel like he needs to get a job.
Yeah, definitely.
He doesn't have a job, and he's got five kids with his other wife.
That's right.
So now he needs money. Just get a job.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller is a stand-up kind of guy, literally standing up. He was on the New York City subway, and there was a woman that didn't have a seat. So he stood up and gave her his seat, and then she recognized it was him. And oh my God, pandemonium. She started screaming. She started pulling out her extensions.
What?
I don't know why. She was pulling out her extensions and fluffing up her hair because she wanted to get photos. A lot of other people on the subway were filming it and taking selfies. I mean, she
pretty
started.
Cool.
But it was really cool. But then you see Ben Stiller's like, I just offered her my seat. He didn't want to be recognized. It was very uncomfortable. But you can check out the video right now of this woman freaking out and poor Ben Stiller. It's on our blog, kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss957.
Jonas Brothers, Sucker, all the hits, Kiss957. Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 6:50. That means it's time for good news, and we'd love to hear your good news. Call us. Maybe good news is just that it's Friday. That's good news to me. Is it good news to you? Anything going on in your life you'd like to share? 860-247-9570. I'd like to share that I'm a Dunkin' addict. And I'm proud.
You are.
I am proud to be a Dunkin' addict. I love my Dunkin'. And now Dunkin' teaming up with Harpoon. This is the second time that Boston-based brewery.
Yeah.
So they teamed up with Harpoon before, and they came out with a coffee porter last year that was to die for.
Mm-hmm.
They're teaming up with Harpoon Beer once again for a limited edition 12-ounce cans and on tap at a lot of East Coast bars and restaurants. And it's going to be called Harpoon Dunkin' Summer Coffee Pale Ale.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Combines the flavors of like Dunkin's original coffee with the summer pale ale, and my mouth is watering.
Sounds amazing.
Like, I can legit have a cocktail and Dunkin' at the same time. My head's going to explode. So I am excited. That is the good news. Be looking for Dunkin' Original Blend Summer Pale Ale. It's called Harpoon Dunkin' Summer Coffee Pale Ale. Thank you very much. That is my good news. Gavin, what's yours?
So I know we are 7 months away from the holidays, but this is definitely good news to me. I saw this morning.
Stressing me out.
And I saw that the Hallmark Channel is going to be releasing more than 40 new movies this year, and their top location to film is Connecticut.
Wow.
So
no way.
So they actually last year they set a record for 38 movies. So this year they're trying to go for 40.
And they're going
to
be here in CT filming.
Yes. So they're going to be doing a lot of movies here this year, especially during the summertime, which I know is weird around the holidays. But so if you want to look, I think we'll be posting things online when they will be coming. So it could be an extra or something like that. I like to see Walmart Jeff in the background.
All three of us need to get into one of these movies.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, I think Perez last year actually was in one of them. last year extra. So we need to be in a Hallmark movie this year.
Fantastic news. Walmart Jeff, what's yours? Share it.
I have personal good news.
Okay.
I've been having issues with my cable and internet ever since I moved into my home.
I've got issues too. $240 a month for what? That's my issue. Are you kidding?
Comcast has always said, you know, because you live in the woods,
Whatever.
Yeah. So I called Comcast the other day to lower my bill.
Yeah.
And as I was lowering my bill, they're like, you know, we have to send a guy, a tech out to swap out the modems.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. So the guy came out to my house and he goes, what's up with your house? You're getting horrible service.
Yeah. I get horrible service too.
He came to my house just to install a modem, and then he went above and beyond and he fixed my cable issues and stuff
that. Did you tip him?
No, I did not.
Oh.
But I want to give a shout out to Richard. He's tech number 1573, works for Xfinity. He was he seriously went above and beyond.
All right.
And fixed my stuff.
I think this is the guy that helped me out too. Remember my New Year's resolution was to cut the cord with cable?
That's right.
So I called cable, and then while I was getting ready to cut the cord, the guy's like, you know, you can watch Real Housewives in your bedroom if you upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what? So anyway, instead of cutting the cord, added more to my service.
Yeah.
But they had to send a guy out to switch out a box as well so I could get all of my recorded shows in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Well, this guy comes out, does the same thing.
Yeah.
He says, look, you're not getting good service, and I'll tell you why. Your modem's too far in the basement. You need to move the modem upstairs.
Yep.
You need to take your phone, which I wanted to cancel, but if you cancel your phone, then your bill goes up.
Yeah.
He said, well, take your phone, we'll plug it in over here and hide it. This guy went above and beyond, and I think it's Richard. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I think it's the same guy, and I gave him $20.
You tipped him?
Did you?
Yes.
You have to tip the cable guy.
They went above and beyond. This guy, and I believe it was Richard number whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
I think he did the same thing for me.
So, and I'm a huge fan of customer service. If you do a great job at your job with customer service, I like to let people know.
Just in case it is the same guy, can you just do it? Shut him up one more time?
Because
I have a problem with cable companies and the amount of money you charge me. But if you want to keep your customers, give this guy a raise.
His name is Richard. He's from Comcast. He's tech number 1573.
I'm telling you, he's the same tech guy that hooked me up.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you've got good news, maybe you know Richard, please call us 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Barbara.
Barbara, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chester at the moment.
Excellent. Welcome to the show, Barbara. What's your good news?
I was just calling to say that today is Friday and all the wonderful, hardworking, underappreciated teachers in Hartford are going to be on vacation all next week.
Yay!
There you go.
We have a real soft spot for teachers. We appreciate you. I know you're underappreciated and underpaid. If we could pay you, we would, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you because you definitely make our morning a little bit better on the way to our jobs every day. So thank you. We love you guys.
We love you. I hope you have a wonderful spring break, but still listen while you're on spring break if you can.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Enjoy your spring break. Thanks for calling. Share your good news. 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Allison.
Allison, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Plainville, Connecticut.
Ooh, Plainville. What's your good news, Allison?
My class today is going on a field trip to West Hartford Museum, and then this is our last day before spring break.
Yay!
Oh, nice.
So that's really good news. So it's fun because you're going on a field trip, and it's the last day before spring break. Wow, that's great news. Thanks for sharing it.
Thank you.
All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning 7:25. Don't forget our psychic medium, Angelina Dinah, will be here this morning doing free Facebook readings at 9:30. So make sure you head over to the Kiss 95.7 Facebook page. And it's time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, so if you're looking to get hooked up with $100,000.
I'll take $100.
Yeah, all you need to do is check your wallet, your purse, glove box in the car.
Wait, did somebody win that in some sort of Connecticut lottery something?
Here's the deal. Last week's Powerball jackpot was it was like $650 million.
Right.
Somebody in Wisconsin won, but there are four $100,000 tickets here in Connecticut that have yet to be claimed.
I threw my tickets out.
Did you? You should never throw your tickets out, Courtney. Always bring them to your local lotto retailer to have them check. Because you in numbers, I'm horrible with numbers.
So bad with numbers.
So if you're in the Norwalk area.
Yeah, no.
There was one sold there. There was one sold in Fairfield, Bridgeport, and one at Sam's food store on Main Street in Summers.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God. $100,000.
Yeah, can you imagine? And just to give you a heads up, tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is $104 million. So what I did, Courtney, I took the liberty of, when you left the room, I went through your wallet and took out your last $6.
That's fine. That's fine. You can, because Mr. Automotive does the same thing.
Perfect. I took out your last $6, and I will buy a few tickets with your money.
All right.
And I'll report back to you Monday if we win.
What? I don't know. Look at his face. He's lying. He's not even going to be here on Monday if we win.
Why would I lie?
He's not even going to be here on Monday.
Why would I lie to you guys?
Listen, because you would.
Yeah.
If you threw out your ticket like I did, don't worry. We've got money for you.
Yes.
We give away a lot of money. We pay your bills 16 times a day. Another chance for you to win $1,000 is coming up at 8 o'clock.